Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do you ever break any of your own rules? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now. We break our own rules. I want to have that as a background as we think about our children breaking the rules. Just this morning, I was in my house. I was getting ready to put my boots on and come outside, and I looked at my boots, and they were very dirty. I had mud caked on them because I'd done some work outside yesterday and had been in the mud. As I was getting ready to set my boots down, I realized I was going to set them on the table where we eat. And I looked at my boots, and I looked at the table, and I realized there's a rule that I almost broke without thinking about it. There's some rules about where do you put dirty things? Do you put it near where you're having your food? But nonetheless, sometimes we, without thinking about it, break our own rules for ourselves. And sometimes our children are breaking the rules not because they intend to, but because they are careless, or because they're distracted, or sometimes there actually is a good reason for them to break a rule. And it's not because they're being rebellious. It is imperative as parents for us to evaluate when the, quote, rules are broken, or whenever there is behavior that is not in keeping with what our standards of behavior are, that maybe that's not a rule, but there are some principles. And when we see our children violate those or across the line, so to speak, we should be asking the question, what's going on here? And not just want to come down with the iron fist and to fix the problem or address the problem, because the problem may not be the behavior. The problem might be something going on inside the child. And so I'm not saying be soft, being unable to address a situation, but be wise in it. Be careful in knowing what's going on inside your child. There is often an explanation for what's going on. So whenever we break our own rules, we have grace toward ourselves and go, I didn't mean to do that. Can we extend that same grace to our children when we realize that there was an unintended breaking of the rule? This is Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now. Be gracious toward your children as you would be toward yourself.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.